This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news the Kiwi dollar is rising as equity markets rise. The Americans are going on their long weekend holiday with some very mixed signals from their jobs market. First, the good news. The June non-farm payrolls report data reported stronger jobs growth than expected before the recent virus spike. A gain of 3 million jobs was expected, but this survey shows a gain was a stronger 4.8 million in June. Their official jobless rate is now 11.1%. Their participation rate improved to a very low 61.5%. But that jobless rate is on the way to 14% before it shrinks permanently. But the same survey reported that those who return to work are being paid a lot less and doing much reduced hours. Both factors reduced the average work week and average pay in June. And this data means that there are almost 15 million fewer people employed in June than in February, with a part-time workforce double its February level. The latest weekly unemployment claims data was also released overnight, and that indicated a higher than expected level of claims last week, with the prior week's data also revised higher. There are now 19.3 million people on unemployment benefits in the US, and most are more than halfway through what they can claim. From October on, they will drop off and things will get really tough if they can't find work. Their uninsured employment rate is currently at 13.2% and well above the official rate. And that doesn't bode well for their July labour force data. The New York ISM report released overnight is telling. Even though businesses expect conditions in the 6 months to have fully recovered, the level of new orders remains weak and there was no expectation that these businesses have rehiring plans. International trade is still a problem for the US. Exports of both goods and services fell while imports were stable, and that raised their overall trade deficit to its second highest in history. Clearly, higher tariffs aren't a solution to the long-running problem. But Wall Street is still in positive territory today, up 1.1% in afternoon trade and liking what it saw in the jobs data. They're ignoring the dodgy bits. European markets have made even larger gains today, up 2.8% overnight. And yesterday, both Shanghai and Hong Kong recorded outside gains, although Tokyo really didn't join the party. In China, vehicle sales rose 11% in June from the same month in 2019 to almost 2.3 million units, a sharp recovery and better than expected. That caps 3 months of year-on-year gains, although it was boosted by stronger commercial vehicle sales and significant tax rebates. But the sales reported are by manufacturers to dealers, and it is not clear that the dealers are selling their growing inventories at the faster rate. There may be a Chinese car crash coming. The latest compilation of COVID data is out. The global tally is almost 10.8 million, and that is a sharp jump of 249,000 in 1 day. Global deaths reported now exceed 518,000. A quarter of all reported cases globally are in the US, which is up 100,000 in 2 days to 2.7 million. US deaths now exceed 128,000. The number of active infections in the US is now up to 1.85 million, up 64,000 in a day. In Europe, the only country that hasn't crushed its curve is now Sweden, where they are reporting record new cases. In Australia, there have been 8,001 infections, another 81 since yesterday, and a rising tide, especially in Victoria. Community transfer is not under control there. Their death count is still at 104, but their recovery rate has slipped back to under 89%. There are now 807 active cases in Australia, up 54 overnight. The US Treasury 10-year yield has little changed at 0.67%. The gold price has firmed overnight, up $5 to $1,776 an ounce. And oil prices have firmed again today too. They are now just under $41 a barrel in the US, and the Brent benchmark is just on $43 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is firmer again. It's now on 65.1 US cents. On the cross rates, we're up as well to 94.1 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're firmer too, to 58 euro cents. That means our trade-weighted index is now at 70 and its strongest in more than 4 months. And the Bitcoin prices have fallen away overnight, down 2.3% to $9,080. It is now below $14,000 for the first time in 2 months. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. I'm David Chasten, and we'll do this again on Monday.